We now continue with Smurf. Funky colors. Shapes that swing.
It's impossible.
This is the Electric Discussion Podcast.
It's another episode where did all my treasure go? Ratchet bitches, ratchet hoes. Fuck them good, then let them go.
This is the EDP. You're gonna hear this sound.
Is in the house. Now. We all heard the legend of Larry.
What's up, everybody? EDP Eclectic. I'm gonna do a quick. This is what I'm gonna do. We're gonna rank. We do a lot of rankings on the show, and if people follow me on the socials, you see, I enjoy the sneakers. I have a lot, and I figured I rank stuff. I'm gonna rank Jordans. I'm only doing like the original. I don't care about all the colorways. Some colorways are better, and so I'm not going crazy. And also, I'll tell you what I'm also not gonna do. I'm not doing anything after like the 13 because 14 on is for me. Listen, I grew up in the heyday of Jordans, the first Jordans. So these other ones just weren't for me. I wasn't the target audience for 14 and on. I did have a pair of 14s, but yeah, no. So very quick episode. I'm just going to rank. I'm not ranking them what I think is best. I'm ranking what my favorite is. And for the people that know me, know what my favorite Jordan is, and it's no one's favorite Jordan. So this list is going to be a little different. So what we're going to do is we're going to start from, yeah, I guess 13 and get to 1, but it's not in that order. So, so yeah, I have 14s. We can put 14 up there because 13 is an odd number and people are superstitious. So let's just say 14 is last. All right? Okay. Then we're going to go with the 9. We're going to go with the 9, the Jordan 9. The reason why we're going to go with the 9 is because aesthetically, they're just not that pleasing. I've seen maybe like 2 versions that were half decent. They're like tanks, and when they released it, he never wore the 9 on the court when it came out because it was gone. And so, but like it should have been the last Jordan, but I mean he came. It's a whole thing, but we're going with 9 there. Next, the 12. The 12 is, it had the Zoom Air in it, the first Jordan, and the little carbon fiber plate, and I mean, the flu games, they're cool, but you know what I think it is? I think I have very big feet, and those look better on small feet. They don't look good when I'm rocking the battleships. So, I think maybe that's what that is. Let's see. We went 9s, 12s. Okay, I'm gonna lose you guys with this one. We're gonna go with the 8s. We're gonna go with the 8s. Cause I think this was the retirement shoe, right? Right after they won the joints against Phoenix. So most people don't even pay any attention to these. These are the ones with the dope aquas, I think. But the cross straps, they were busy. Most Jordans are kind of simple. These were too busy. And that weird print on the back that I guess was like that one shirt or whatever the hell he wore. I'm fine without the 8s. I would wear them, but we're good. Next, we're going to go with the 10s. The 10s were, they're okay. I like the lace part on the 10s, and you know, they're okay. He wore those when he came back, right? Or while he was still playing baseball, right before he came back. Those ones came out. The 10s, they were cool. Next, the 13s. And because that's when the Black Cats was a thing, yeah, so I like those. I think I like them because they were like the most different besides like the 11s, but they were just really different. That whole pattern and shit on the side with the dots, I like those. So we're gonna roll with the 13s. And then let's go six. We're gonna go six. Yeah, they're cool. And then what was the? It was supposed to be modeled after a sports car, just like the ugly 14s. But those are cool. Was the Carmines were dope. And but I don't think I ever had any sixes. I think I had just about all of the ones we're talking about, except for sixes, and I never had eights. But so we'll put no, I did have sixes. I had I forget the name of them, but I did have a pair of sixes. I take it back. Anyway, I don't have any currently. All right. We're almost at the top five. But I think we're at like seven now. Top seven. We're going to go with the 11s. I like the 11s. But the 11s aren't a everyday shoe. Because of the patent leather. You can't just wear those every day. Those were like luxury Jordans. Those were the ones that people started wearing to weddings and stuff. So we, you know, the Concords were the whole thing. Then you had the Space Jam joints and the cherries, the cap and gown. So we'll go with the 11s here. Those was what, 95, 96? Yeah, we'll go with the 11s here. And then, then we're going to do the fives. I know, right? Now, we're almost at the top five. And the fives, this is what, six? The fives could be flip-flopped here. But the reason I'm going to put the fives here is because that the bulky thing around the ankle, that, you know, the thing that the knot that comes out the side, because I like the shark's teeth and I like the speckle and all of that stuff. But the net, much like the fours, when they get yellow, it kind of ruins the shoe. But anyway, I think it's because they're so high up. And that tongue, annoys me. That's why the fives are right here. But we'll roll with the fives. So now, we're at the top five, I think. Yeah, we're at the top five. So, my favorite Jordans. So, at number five, we're going to go with the fours. These were the Tinkers. Hit the shot in the fours. And then they were in Do the Right Thing. The fours was big. It had the flight. on the no, you know what? Yeah, the fours is hard. The original fours, when they just put the Jumpman on there and didn't do the thing, it's, but and they had the Flight on there. That was crazy. And those were the first joints that had New Buck. Yeah, so we're gonna go. We're gonna go with the fours. Number four for me. No one's gonna agree with this. I mean, you're definitely not gonna agree with the first one, but the sevens. I really enjoy the sevens. The little multicolored tongue and the outsole, the hairs, the Dream Team joints. I don't know. They're scuff magnets, but I think because they're slimmer, like they look better with like sweats and stuff. And you can wear them with shorts, and they just look better with stuff. So that's why I'm gonna go with those. We're gonna go with those, the sevens. And now we're at the top three. Now listen, if you ever turned this off already, just hear me out. We're at the top three, and the number three is the threes. I think that the threes are the second best Jordan. They're at third because my favorite, I put number one because it's my show. But I think the threes are the second best joints. This is when, we got Morris Blackman and the dunk contest where he robbed Dominique. But the elephant print, that's the first time we had the elephant print on the joints. So the cements, according to people, you know. So the white and the black, almost every like colorway is dope. The reimagines are dope. The threes are mwah. All right, now listen. The show's almost over, so you might as well listen to the whole thing. But number two, I have the Jordan 1. Shut up. The reason is only because my favorite Jordan is the Jordan 2. I know no one's favorite is the Jordan 2. And I know they're releasing all of the Jordan 2s and no one wants them. I'm glad because I can just go get them for under retail. It's only the Chicago colorway and really the Lowe's. It's just one shoe, but I really love it. It was my first Jordan. Fisher Price, my first Jordan. So that's why the two is up there. But we know that the one is the greatest shoe of all time, and it's the greatest Jordan. But I had to put it at number two to be faithful to me. So anyway, super iconic. It is like what a shoe, when someone draws a cartoon character in sneakers, they draw the Jordan 1. It's the Jordan 1. The Jordan 1 made the swoosh. No one even cared about Nikes, really, before the Jordan. People were wearing Adidas. They were wearing Superstars and Pumas, Puma Clydes. They were rocking the Walt Clyde Frazier's. They weren't wearing Nikes like that. But, these. And the wing, I think that the Wings logo is better than the Jumpman logo, but this is where we are. Now, thank you for continuing to listen. The number two, the reason why, besides I liked the fact that the two didn't have the logo. It didn't have it didn't have a swoosh in it. So it had the wing, just had the wings thing on the back, on the tongue, and then on the back had the, I just thought it was dope. It was super dope. It was plain, just like the three was plain, but they added all the elephant print and the colors, the black laces and the white with the red on the, I just think it was a dope shoe. Anyway, that's the list. Again, I'm not dumb enough to think that the twos are better than the ones or the threes or even the fours. I just like them better. Anyway, thank you for listening to me rank sneakers that you can't see and that I'm not looking at. But it was still fun. Look, If you have anything that you want me to rank, please send it in. I'll do it. Even if I've never heard of it, I'll figure it out. I'll do some research and I'll rank it. Anyway, in the meantime, in between time, appreciation.